You're listening to SBS News.
Attention, attention, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Are you looking for the sambar to your idli, naan to your butter chicken, or the chana to your masala?
This is the kind of introduction you'll find when you stumble across a post in Subtle Curry Dating. The Facebook group refers to these posts as auctions, where a person introduces a friend to its 130,000 members in the hope of finding them a match. The posts often share a list of that person's fors and against, like,
"We'll binge-watch Bollywood movies with you anytime. Whitewashed on the outside, phir bhi dil hai Hindustani. Pataka on the dance floor with the bhangra moves."
Hashil Bakhsani posted in the group earlier this month after his friend Taha asked him to. Taha's ex-girlfriend was of Anglo-Australian background, which didn't go down too well with his mum.
His mum was like, "Listen, I want a brown girl only. I'm basically racist in that. I want a brown girl. I want a girl who knows all the rituals and who can help you to cook food. I don't want an other culture girl. She need to be a brown girl. Anyone is fine for me, but a brown girl."
Mr. Bakhsani believes that parents tend to enforce a South Asian-only policy on their children's partners because of a desire to maintain a connection to culture, not actual racism. And he understands why. Even when it comes to flirting online, Mr. Bakhsani says it can be challenging communicating with people from other cultures.
Most of the time we use like all these Bollywood movies of Shah Rukh Khan's and stuff to relate our love or something. So that won't be basically understood by all these foreigners.
Just for reference, Shah Rukh Khan is Bollywood's Brad Pitt. Mr. Bakhsani says South Asian families tend to become more nuclear after migrating to Western countries. He thinks it's one of the reasons families are being stripped from their traditional roles of matchmakers.
Initially, it was like, you know, your uncle, your far-fetch uncle and everything. So your uncle would recommend you a girl or someone. So nowadays, I think this arranged marriage thing is kind of old sort of thing nowadays.
However, it seems there is still a cultural role for a middleman. Unlike dating apps like Tinder, where people put themselves forward, the people in Subtle Curry Dating predominantly post for their friends. This is what happened after Mr. Bakhsani auctioned Taha.
A few of the people do like ping me up saying that, I'm feeling shy. Can you help me up to connect with Taha? Taha was like, "Bro, my whole feed is filled with new friend requests and everything."
Subtle Curry Dating was created in 2018 as a hub for memes. One of the administrators, Bipra Kundu, never expected people to actually take it seriously.
At first, we thought it was kind of like, oh, they're just joking around. But then I started getting a lot of DMs. The other admins started getting a lot of DMs about, oh, can you like pair me up with someone? Or like, hey, how can I get someone to date me?
Despite the availability of apps like Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge, Mr. Kundu believes there's a reason his Facebook group is becoming increasingly popular.
Definitely, there's a lot of cultural biases within dating apps. They're very skewed toward white people. There's been research about how people of color get a lot fewer matches or like, you know, dates from those apps. So yes, there is a racist aspect or racism aspect to it. There always is. In my opinion,
Mr. Kundu believes technology has transformed how young South Asian people date. But while there's been a shift away from arranged marriages, cross-culture expert Dr. Narayan Gopalkrishnan says the majority of Indian Australians are still abiding by family-oriented matchmaking.
Many parents will take their kids back to India around the marriage season time, which is in the winter months, and take them to all the weddings and introduce them to a lot of young people and get them to interact with a lot of young people with the hope that they would find somebody they could care for within that sort of context.
Dr. Gopalkrishnan says parents have begun to realize that the traditional arranged system is not going to work.
They also are, you know, often worried by the Western systems where it's only about the individuals and the young person and their love for somebody, and the families are not involved at all. With most people of South Asian background, and this is both the young people and the parents, they're very conscious of the fact that these relationships are not just individual to individual, but they're also family to family.
Regardless of how the search for love is changing in the South Asian community, both parents and children seem to be rewriting the rules of matchmaking while continuing a communal culture. Dr. Gopalkrishnan says a second-generation migrant would face unprecedented challenges in the dating world.
for a child or a young person like that, then to start thinking about marriage and trying to look for marriage across these two cultural contexts. And because they're in that unique place, they can see the problems with both. They can see the problems with arranged marriages. They can see the problems with seeking to find somebody in that tradition, in that sort of dating scene, as happens in Western cultures.
What subtle curry dating seems to have done is create an online space of a hybrid culture. Its members can do things for themselves while maintaining a collective culture where their friends fill the roles their parents or matchmakers would have played. Until the end of last year, Mr. Kundu wondered whether the group was actually effective.
There was this one post about this success couple who said they used subtle curry dating to actually find each other. And then after that, it started kind of a tidal wave of people posting their successes.
As the group gains more traction, Mr. Kundu says he's becoming increasingly concerned about the online safety of its members. One of the group's most noticeable forms of discrimination has been colorism.
There's a lot of internalized racism within the South Asian community. So a lot of the earlier posts back when we first started would be like, oh, pro, she's not, or he or she is not as dark or something like that. Other than that, we also had a lot of homophobia at the beginning because homophobia is also a big problem within the South Asian community.
Subtle curry dating has community guidelines that condemn discrimination of any form.
We spent a lot of time blocking people. Like, we wouldn't even tolerate it. We would just straight up just block anyone who did anything like that.
None of the administrators have made a financial profit from running this group. And Mr. Kundu says they've struggled trying to juggle regulating it while also living their own lives. Cybersecurity expert Susan McLean warns that people who run a Facebook group are legally responsible for everything that happens within it.
And if they are allowing people to be discriminated because of race, religion, colour, sexuality, disability, etc., that's a crime.
Yeah.
So how are they addressing that? This is criminal. This is not just, oh, it's not very nice. They have to understand that they have obligations under the Discrimination Act, under a whole range of other, you know, legal statutes, and they need to be doing everything in their power to make sure that there is no online discrimination. And you know, if they can't do that, they need to shut the thing down because they are legally liable for that.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.